Welcome to today's J.J. Nicktein Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa. J.J. Nicktein Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we're talking about a couple of activities this weekend in Keota. We'll be talking with Lori Hammes with the Keota Community Club about their Easter egg hunt coming up tomorrow. But first, Sheila Harris, chairman of the Keota Eagles Advocates, and their fish fry coming up tonight.
The fish fry is always on Good Friday, and it's from 4:30 until 7:30 in the Harper KC Hall. And we serve two different kinds of fish and potatoes and things that go with it. And then a dessert goes with the dinner, a homemade dessert.
How can people get tickets?
They're available at the door. And this year, because of the COVID, we do delivery in Keota and Harper. And then we do pickup at KC Hall. You'll see where you can drive up and pick up your order that you've called in earlier. I can give you a telephone number to call in that order, 319-461-3560. That is my cell phone number. So I will answer and take your order, and then you can come drive through and pick it up if you don't want to go inside. We also serve inside, but a lot of people are still uncomfortable with that.
How many people are you prepared to feed?
We're hoping we 300, maybe 350 on a good night. And the fish is delicious. The KCs are experts at cooking the fish, so everybody likes that. They have a good reputation.
I imagine COVID-19 wiped out a good portion, if not all, of your fundraisers last year?
Yes, it did. And so we're kind of needing a head start. So we're hoping this goes over well, because we didn't have anything last year. Like so many other people, it's been a loss. But we'll make up for it.
Can you estimate how much fundraising you may have lost out on last year?
Probably $12,000-$15,000. Yeah, a lot. That's usually what we spend on a project. We do have some people that give us some voluntary donations, but basically it's our fundraising, and we've usually spent around $12,000 to $15,000 every year.
Tell us some of the other projects that you guys have helped fund, the way you've helped improve facilities in the Keota School District.
Well, you know, their budgets are restricted, so they can't do everything that they need to do. I think the biggest one we did was to completely renovate the student lounge and put in new lockers and make it more appealing and useful. And then the cafeteria was in sort of sad shape. It wasn't very inspiring. So we bought all new tables and benches for that and renovated the room.
Sheila, one more time, give us the details for the Good Friday fish fry.
This Friday from 4:30 until 7:30 at the KC Hall in Harper. And you can call if you want to have pickup. You can pull up to the area at the KC Hall and we'll bring your meals out to your car, and it'll be good. The KCs know how to cook fish.
and again, all proceeds go towards remodeling kindergarten classrooms there in the Keota School District.
That's right, yes. And the tickets are $12, too. I probably should tell you that.
Talking with Lori Hammes with the Keota Community Club. You guys have Easter egg hunt coming up on Saturday.
We do, yes. We are starting at 10 a.m., and we are inviting all kids up through fourth grade to come join us, get some Easter candy, Easter eggs, and we have been told that the Easter Bunny will be making an appearance. So we'll have areas marked off for each age group, and anyone from the area is welcome to come see our town of Keota and join us Saturday morning.
This was an event canceled last year because of COVID-19?
Unfortunately, we did have to cancel last year, but because this is an outdoor event and everyone can social distance as much as they're comfortable doing, we're super excited to bring it back this year and have some people come to Keota.
Keota Community Club, tell us a little bit more about your organization and what kind of things you guys like to do.
Sure. So the Keota Community Club, we are just here to help support the community and just bring people to town and also help the residents and the businesses in Keota promote themselves. We're kind of a newly formed group, reformed group, I should say, and we're excited to make some things happen in our community.
Besides the Easter egg hunt, are there other activities that the club sponsors throughout the year?
Yeah, so we're in charge of the citywide garage sales. Those are coming up April 16th and 17th. Both days, the hours will be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And we'll have maps available at County Line Mart the week leading up to the garage sales. That's an annual event that we've taken over. And the Kyoto Fun Days are also under our purview. Those are going to be this year, June 12th and 13th. And we have, again, most things are outside, so we're planning quite a few events throughout the day and on the 12th. And then Sunday the 13th, we have a fundraiser breakfast that the Kyoto Pool Advocates are sponsoring so they can raise some money. We're trying to build a new swimming pool in Kyoto.
Lori, one more time, the Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Give us the details.
So Saturday, April 3rd, we're starting at 10 a.m. and we'll be there until the candy disappears and the Easter bunny has come and gone. And the location probably would be helpful. The Easter egg hunt will be at Wilson Memorial Park.
That was today's J.J. Nickteen Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lori Hammes from the Kyoto Community Club and before that, Sheila Harris with the Kyoto Eagles Advocates. J.J. Nickteen Company, committed to our communities for over 100 years. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.